This is 88.1 WVPE. I'm Kent Fulmer. The sight and sound of a Salvation Army bell ringer and kettle is one of the most iconic of the holiday season. But this year is especially challenging for the Salvation Army as we deal with COVID-19. I recently spoke with Lieutenant Wayne Benedict, Director of Operations for the Salvation Army of Elkhart County. He said the need for assistance is way up this year.
Our need has went up 3 times, if not more, in different areas. We're seeing an increase in rent assistance. We're seeing an increase in utility assistance for signups for our Toys for Tots program that we work hand-in-hand with Toys for Tots.
And while need is up this year, the availability of volunteers is down.
Not only are we having problems getting bell ringers, we're having problems getting volunteers.
While need is up, they're expecting fewer donations in the kettles, with fewer people out shopping.
And while the foot traffic at all the stores has dropped, the people carrying cash and coins has dropped, so our income is projected to drop at 50%, while our need has gone up 3 times.
The good news is that the Salvation Army anticipated some of these challenges, and while the bell ringers started a little over a week ago, fundraising efforts began in mid-September.
This is the earliest that we've started at the Salvation Army in our 130 years of our bell ringing and Christmas fundraising program.
The Salvation Army has also found a way for bell ringers to go virtual.
This is what's cool about the Salvation Army is that we constantly have to come up with new ways to meet the needs of the community and still raise the funds and able to do that. So you can go to saelkhart.org and start your own virtual kettle right from your desk, right from your home, right from your couch. And you can challenge people in your family or have little competitions where whoever can, you know, raise the most money, you can share it on Facebook, on different social media aspects. And it's just a neat way to stay safe, still donate, and still be able to give back to the community.
And for people who do want to go out and ring the bell in public, they're doing their best to make that safe.
Correct. We're doing the best we can to stay safe. We have our bell ringers who are required to stay 6 feet away from the kettle. They have their PPE gear. They have masks at all times. They have sanitizer available. The kettles are sanitized. The bells are sanitized. The aprons are sanitized. So we're doing what we can do to keep the community safe and still get the presence of the Salvation Army out there.
One big setback for the Salvation Army's fundraising efforts came just a few days ago when they had to make the decision to cancel one of their largest fundraisers.
We had to cancel the gala last week. That was a hard decision we had to come up with. But recently, the Learner has shut down anyway, and with the new restrictions coming out, the gala wouldn't happen regardless. But we just wanted the community to know that we put the safety of everybody in the community first and foremost, and then we will just find different ways to raise the income needed. But we do appreciate all those who have sponsored the gala with the anticipation that it could be canceled, and it has been.
I asked Benedict how people could help out if they wish to.
You can go to saelkhart.org and donate right there. Make sure you hit the button to stay local. That way the money comes directly to the Elkhart Salvation Army. Or you could go to register to ring to volunteer. Or you could even send in gift cards, because we're finding that there's an age gap from 13 to 18 where the kids are getting left out a little bit. So I know that's a crucial time in kids' lives, and we want to meet the needs for them kids also.
Despite the challenges of raising funds this year, the Salvation Army does want to help out those in need. But the cutoff for this year's assistance program is coming up.
Online at saelkhart.org, there's a spot for Christmas assistance. Now, people need to get on the ball with this because we stop. Our cutoff date is the end of November. I believe it's the 27th. So we've been doing this for a month and a half now for Christmas assistance. So we're reaching the end.
I've been talking with Lieutenant Wayne Benedict of the Elkhart Salvation Army. I'm Kent Fulmer, and this is 88.1 WVPE.